to look again at the memorials here, displaying the thousands of American soldiers, the hundreds of thousands of Iraqi civilians, and I invite you to come together in this circle in a moment of prayerfulness and song.
In Santa Cruz, on Monday, September 28th, 2006, next to the downtown post office, a die-in and rally was held to honor Iraqi civilians and American soldiers killed in Iraq. This was a part of a series of events put on by the Declaration of Peace campaign, taking place between September 21st through the 28th, held all over Santa Cruz County, to call for an end to the U.S. occupation and war in Iraq, and to urge members of Congress and the Senate to approve a timely exit strategy.
It's approximately 50 or so folks here at from the post office here in downtown Santa Cruz. They just did finish doing a die-in. And they have a Iraq War Memorial here, which has names and pictures of soldiers that have died in Iraq. Lance Corporal Gregory Howman died 2004, 9/15, age 28, hometown Charlotte, North Carolina. Sergeant Jacob Demand died 2004, age 29, from Washington. Staff Sergeant David Weisenberg died 9/13/2004 from Portland, Oregon. Captain John Borea died 2004, age 29. Staff Sergeant Elvis Burden, 36 years old, died 9/06/04. First Lieutenant Dan Malcolm died 9/11/2004, age 25. Enemy action near Anbar Province in Iraq. And the lists go on and on and on, just like the war goes on and on and on. Again, here in front of the post office, where about 50 to 60 people are here, gathered, now holding hands in a huge circle.
Remembering again that this is just one step in a nationwide campaign, all of us calling for an end to the war, an end to the illegal and ineffective occupation of Iraq. We stand here to honor the hundreds of thousands of human beings who have been killed in this fight, and to ask that there be no more killing in our name. Thank you all for being here.
Interview for free radio.
Sure.
My name is Skidmark Bob, and I'm speaking with
Megan Kennedy of the Declaration of Peace.
And can you tell me what the demonstration is all about?
Yeah, today is a die-in and rally, and it's part of a nationwide movement. There's actions taking place all across the country this week, the 21st International Peace Day through the 28th of September. And we are calling for the U.S. Congress to make a timely plan for withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq.
And what should people do to try to, should they contact their congressman? I guess
yes.
It would be Sam Farr.
Sam Farr has signed on to the Declaration of Peace, so we invite you to call Sam Farr and thank him for that. If you live in Felton or Anna Eshoo's district, you can call Congresswoman Anna Eshoo and encourage her to sign on. You can also call Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer. The Senate is where the fight is really taking place now to get U.S. Congress to use their purse strings to withdraw funding from the troops.
And you guys are going to now go to the county building, is that right?
Yeah, that's the plan. We'll be reconvening right now to discuss what's the next step.
Is there going to be more protests in the future?
Yes, I think it's an ongoing campaign, and you can go to www.declarationofpeace.org to look for upcoming actions.
All right, thank you. And your name again?
Megan Kennedy.
Megan Kennedy, thank you.
The National Declaration of Peace campaign is a coalition of over 430 national, regional, and local religious peace veterans and student groups, including families of active U.S. servicemen and women. In Santa Cruz County, the declaration was taken up by Liz Chamberlain, a local florist and member of the Redwood Nonviolence Community, who began tapping into the widespread anti-war sentiment amongst average citizens. A core group of concerned individuals organizes events and collects signatures, now supported by representatives of many local groups, including churches and organizations. The local organizing committee has found massive support across diverse communities in Santa Cruz County. Community members have gathered over 2,000 declaration signatures, including the signature and public pledge for action by Congressman Sam Farr on August 23, 2006. The current and several former mayors of the city of Santa Cruz have also declared their support for the declaration. A national declaration of peace was created through the discussions between student groups, religious leaders, and secular peace organizations. The coalition believes that it is time for Congress to demand that the Bush administration provide a comprehensive, concrete, rapid plan to end the war in Iraq, including a prompt timetable for withdrawal of troops, a peace process for security, reconstruction and reconciliation, and the shifting of war funding to meet education, healthcare, and employment needs. Here in the U.S., the campaign chose September 21st, International Day of Peace, as declared by the United Nations as a deadline for action. Declaration signers will take part in marches, vigils, and nonviolent acts of civil disobedience nationwide at congressional district offices and in Washington, D.C. In this next week, people all across the country will be demanding that Congress create a timeline for the withdrawal in Iraq. Call U.S. Senators Feinstein and Boxer at 202-224-3121. Again, 202-224-3121. Many activities are taking place locally and nationwide through September 28th as part of the Declaration of Peace campaign. For more information, check out the website declarationofpeace.org. That's declarationofpeace.org. I'm Skidmark Bob, reporting for Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org.